We are starting a new Masechta. This Masechta is a small Masechta, and it's only Mishnayos, no Gemara. And we are starting from the beginning of Masechta, the Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah discusses kinim, which really literally means a nest, but it discusses the karbanos of birds. A lot of the Masechta discusses birds that get mixed up with other birds, but the Amud Aleph is more of the Hakdama. The first Mishnah is more of Hakdama to the Perek and tells you exactly what is the carbon of the birds, carbon of Oifais. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah says like this: Chatas Oif Nasis Lamata, Lamaton, V'Chatas Behem Lamailon. That means every the Mizbeach has something called a Chutta Sikra, has a line going down the middle. So Chatas Behema, when you Shechta Behema, the Zrika is done above the Chutta Sikra. Done on the corners, higher up. A chatas oif, on the other hand, the bird chatas, that is done lamata. It means you do the malika lamata, and you also do the hazah, which means you take the bird and you spritz the dam, and then you push it against the mizbeach. That's all done lamata under the chutah sikra. That's a chatas oif. Oilus oif, it's also the opposite of its counterpart, the behema. Oilus oif nasis lamayla. Oilus oif, you do the malika and the mitzui, which means pushing it against the mizbeach, you do that lamayla. Oilus oif only has mitzui, doesn't have azah. You push it against the mizbeach above the chutah sikra. Oilus behema lamatan. Oilus behema, on the other hand, the zrika is on the bottom. You stand on the bottom and you do the zrika on the side of the mizbeach. The mshina bezeh bezeh. If you switch around and do it, you know, something lamata, it's supposed to be lamayla or lamayla lamata. That means side by behema and side by oif. If you switch it around and you do it the wrong place, the halacha is that it's possible. Say the kinim kahu, and this is now the halacha of kinim, which means the pairs of oifas. The halacha is a chayva. When you bring a pair of birds for chayva, it's always echad chatas v'echad oila. One is brought as a chatas and one as a oila. An example of something that a bird is brought as chayva is a zav or a zava, a certain type of discharges that makes a person tamay that he has to bring a carbon. And tumas mikdash kadasha v'shmias karl and bitis v'sayim and yaledes, and some of them are oil of a yared. But those things of yaledes and mikdash kadasha and shmias karl and bitis v'sayim have their carbon oil of a yared, and a poor person will bring the birds. Mashenke by Zava Zava, it's always brought as birds. But either way, a chayva means where it's a chiv to bring the birds as a cover, and then one is a chatas and one is a oila. But a darm v'adava is cool oilas. But a darm v'adava is if you say, I want to bring a pair of birds, it's always two oilas. Ezu neder, what's called a neder, what's called a dava? Ezu neder, ha'ima areya lai oila. It says, I want to bring a oila. Ezu nadava, what's an adava? I'm a rezu oila. It doesn't say I'm going to bring an oila of a bird. I point the bird, this should be an oila. What's the difference? Ma ben adarim and adavas. El shan adarim, the dalach is ben adarim, meisu and nigavu. If the bird dies, chayev achriusim, you chayev, because you said harei alai. You said it's a chayev as gavri. You said on the person, I want to bring a carbon, no matter what. Even if you don't, if this one dies, I'll bring a different one. Nadavas, but Davos, when you say this, you point to certain things, and this should be the carbon. Mesu enigavu, if it dies or gets stolen, ain't chayev achrusam, you're not chayev. Why? Because you said this should be the carbon, and it got lost, what should I do? So you're not chayev achrusam, you're not chayev carbon anymore.